From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Members of the Texas National Guard reportedly arrived in Illinois this morning. Reporters from the Chicago Tribune described seeing soldiers dressed in camouflage and carrying long guns with T patches on their arms that look just like the ones seen in a photo Texas Governor Greg Abbott posted online yesterday. And that mostly tracks with what Attorney General Pam Bondi told Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin during an oversight hearing this morning.
The National Guard is on the way right now as we speak. Oh, by the way, so is Director Patel and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. You're sitting here grilling me, and they're on their way to Chicago to keep your state safe.
All this comes despite Illinois' efforts to block the deployment of soldiers from another state here. State and federal lawyers were in court yesterday in Chicago arguing about this. Also in the courthouse, John Seidel, federal courts reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times. John, welcome back to the 21st Show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hope you can hear me all right.
I can hear you great. And in a few minutes, we'll also be joined by Ed Yonka from the American Civil Liberties Union of Illinois to talk about a different case around immigration, protests, journalism, and the First Amendment. Listeners, you can join us today, 800-222-9455. We're only on this subject for about 15 minutes this morning, 800-222-9455. All right, John, at heart, what is this federal case about that you were covering yesterday? The one about the guard, I should say.
Well, yeah, at heart is whether or not, you know, the president has the right in this situation to deploy military troops against the will of the state's governor. You know, the President Trump is citing a law that allows him to federalize troops when he is unable to execute federal laws. We've seen other judges in other states rule against him on this. And now Judge April Perry here in Chicago is planning to hold a hearing Thursday to decide whether or not this is an appropriate use of the president's power.
What is Illinois arguing in terms of its, you know, sort of legal basis here?
Well, they're arguing that it's not really about protecting ICE agents and ICE facilities, which is the justification that the Trump administration is giving. Rather, the argument from the state is more that this is about targeting jurisdictions that the president doesn't like, plain and simple. And in the lawsuit that they filed yesterday, they go all the way 2013 to point to comments by then Citizen Trump against Chicago, derogatory comments about Chicago. And then they go on to talk about his opposition to sanctuary policies of Chicago and how, you know, they claim this is really all about the president's opposition to that.
So, okay, so President Trump, they have this long line of disparaging comments about Chicago going back more than a decade, and in his comments, you know, sort of opposing sanctuary cities. What is the government's response? Why do they say they need Texas National Guard soldiers to protect? Because, I mean, I've seen some of the user content and journalism coming out of the protests at Broadview. It looks like the federal government been pretty aggressive in protecting themselves in terms of, you know, firing tear gas, firing pepper balls, all those sorts of things.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is when you get into, I mean, some contested allegations, but look, things were hopping at the courthouse yesterday, not just because of this lawsuit. You know, you had judges whose calendars were packed with initial appearances and detention hearings for people who were being arrested over the weekend in connection with all of this. You know, the Justice Department claims that their agents are being targeted, that they're being doxxed. There was an episode with a street gang member allegedly putting out a hit on Greg Bavino. There was
Hey, John, I'm sorry. Your signal's kind of breaking up there. I'm gonna interrupt you, John, because you're afraid your signal's breaking up. Maybe we can try and connect with you by phone. I don't know if you're in like a building that maybe doesn't have the greatest internet access. Let me pivot now, actually, to bring in our other guest for this part of the conversation, and that is Ed Yonka, Director of Communications and Public Policy at the American Civil Liberties Union of Illinois. To talk about another federal lawsuit that was also being heard yesterday. This one was filed with a number of Chicago-based media outlets and other organizations about what they argue are violations to not just media outlets, but Americans' First Amendment rights happening at this at these protests in Broadview. Ed, welcome back to the 21st Show.
Hey, Brian, it's good to be with you today.
So talk about this, what are some of the allegations in the lawsuit about the treatment of protesters and journalists there?
Yeah, so you know, we, the ACLU, joined with the law firm Lovey and Lovey and a number of other legal organizations here that really challenges what we see as ICE's escalating and indiscriminate violence, which is being aimed at protesters and journalists at the Broadview ICE Center, and really targeting these people as the result of both their viewpoint and the fact that they're present at the center where ICE wants to engage in, you know, this quote protection that really is sort of this aggressiveness aimed at the crowds who are gathering around them. So, you know, fundamentally, people, you know, who are just there protesting, people who are holding particular signs, people who are in a place, even you know, not in any way blocking the streets, but simply, you know, on the sidewalks, are being hit with projectiles, are being hit with rubber bullets, are being hit with pepper balls, are having tear gas used on them. And all of this is simply because they're engaged in First Amendment activity that's protected by the Constitution.
Well, let's be clear about this, because I think, in, you know, we don't have somebody from ICE with us today, but let's say, you know, I'll take the other side here. If you are blocking a road, if you're standing in front of a government vehicle trying to, you know, lawfully do what it's supposed to do, does the federal government not have some authority? Do authorities not have the ability to sort of remove people and make sure that they can, you know, execute the laws, or however that phrase you'd say it?
Yeah. And none of that is at question in the lawsuit. What is at question is the fact that you have agents who are sitting on top of a building firing pepper balls into a group that is not engaged in any of that activity, who is simply gathered for the purposes of expressing themselves about opposition to this administration's particular reckless and violent way in which they're engaging in immigration enforcement across the entire Chicago area. It's about the way in which they fired on journalists or taken journalists into custody who are there just simply reporting and sharing the information about what's happening there, but instead are getting caught up in this net because the ICE agents are being so aggressive and you know, trying in every way they can to inhibit the ability of people to do reporting or to engage in protest at this site.
I know there have been a lot of different stories out there. I don't know if you saw or aware of this one, or if it might have even been included in the lawsuit, but there was, I think it was a CBS van that was there, not even when protests, I guess, weren't even going on at this time, and allegedly had a pepper ball shot at it to the point where the interior got, you know, filled up with this noxious chemical or whatever. I don't know if you can speak to that or any other episodes that you've seen about that strike you as particularly noteworthy.
Yeah, I think that one was one that was really, you know, I thought that was really striking. So this was a CBS 2 reporter who was in a marked van who came to the center on a morning when things were quiet, you know, pulled up near there, was just sort of checking out what was happening at the scene, gathering information, you know, for a report that she would do later in the day. Her window was rolled down. An officer saw her parked where she was and fired one of these pepper bullets, one of which hit the van and one of which went into it and created, you know, this noxious gas throughout the van that made her sick. I think that is, you know, that was one of the places that we, you know, we saw. We also, one of the people who's mentioned in the one of the plaintiffs who's also mentioned at length in the complaint is the pastor of a First Presbyterian church in Chicago who simply goes to call for a more humanitarian way to engage in immigration enforcement in this country. And he's been shot by projectiles repeatedly, including once in the head from above, and has been tear gassed on a number of different occasions. So, you know, what we're seeing is, I think, over the past couple weeks, and this fits not just at Broadview, but more generally throughout the community, is ICE really engaging in escalating sort of violent tactics, both against the community and against protesters and journalists.
All right, let me remind listeners, this is the 21st show. We're talking about a pair of lawsuits among a number of cases related to ICE's stepped up enforcement in Chicago, as well as people protesting that enforcement and sometimes engaging in civil disobedience, sometimes often just engaging in peaceful protests, holding up signs. And this pair of cases, one, as we've been discussing with Ed Yonka of the ACLU of Illinois, which is one of a number of law firms and media organizations that brought this case seeking to restrain the government's actions towards people exercising their First Amendment rights. And the other case is brought by the state itself against the federal government seeking to block the deployment of National Guard troops here from Texas, who apparently already arrived in Illinois, according to a report this morning. We have John Seidel from the Chicago Sun-Times, who was in court for these cases yesterday. So, John, what happened at this argument? I think you mentioned the case is basically held over until Thursday, this National Guard lawsuit.
The National Guard lawsuit is, yeah, right. It's held over until Thursday. So the Trump administration has until tomorrow night at midnight to actually formally respond to the allegations in the state of Illinois' complaint. They actually haven't issued a formal response yet. And then there are going to be oral arguments then on Thursday morning.
I'm reminded of that saying about the horse and the barn door and escaping. You know, Judge Perry, I think you were tweeting this or Blue Sky posting this yesterday, said, if I were the government, I might strongly consider taking a pause on this until Thursday so that we're not in a position where we're doing a full-fledged hearing with whatever has happened. It seems like the government did not take that advice, yeah?
Yeah, and there was, I don't think anybody really expected that they were going to. She even at one point asked if the deployment could wait a week because the government was waiting, asking for a week to respond to this. And of course they said that was not something that was going to happen. So look, I mean, she was fully aware that these troops were on their way. The Justice Department lawyer did not hide the ball on that. But she just felt that, she needed time to look at the complaint. The Trump administration needed time to look at the complaint. And so she did make the suggestion that the Trump administration take a pause, but I think we all knew where this was headed when we were in court yesterday.
And let me just share a couple of messages we got from listeners about this. Sure. John in Urbana said, I'm certain that military deployments are a wasteful spectacle. I'm concerned they'll provoke violence. I wish the communities would get serious about addressing crime using effective technology and partnering with police in teams with social workers. Lloyd in Danville says, first, we're a democracy. Second, troops should not be on our street. It leads to a tyranny form of government. The issue should be resolved by the courts. If major corporations reinvest in America, we'd have jobs for those disenfranchised because of outsourcing. Illinois is on the right path. The people need to wake up. Finally, Tony in Champaign said, if there was widespread rioting in the streets, the National Guard would make sense. As it is, this is Trump's idea of performance art. I'm sure a few people will be cheering it on. Ed Yonka with the ACLU of Illinois, what is next in this case seeking to, and what exactly are you trying to get the federal government to agree to? And maybe the question is, what assurance do you have that they would actually abide if there were some limitations put on what the federal government could do?
Yeah, let me try to handle those in sort of in some order here, Brian.
The first, yeah, I shouldn't have asked you three questions at once.
Yeah, what we've asked the court to do is to issue a temporary restraining order that would restrain the use of certain kinds of weapons, certain kinds of activity, and regulate the behavior of ICE and other federal officials at the Broadview Detention Center. What's next is we are back in court on Wednesday, and we are hopeful that we will get that order from the judge by that time. That's something, you know, we'll see tomorrow what happens with that and where we go. But I think what we'd like is as a general proposition is just for a de-escalation in the kinds of tactics and tools that ICE and CPB are using around the Chicago area, because those clearly seem to be intended to kind of ramp up and create more violent situations that ultimately, sort of bring in or at least support the administration's calls for even greater crackdowns. And so, you know, I think it's one of the things about the National Guard piece here is literally the violence that the administration has talked about is literally being caused by ICE. This is the agency that did a military-style raid on an apartment building on the south side of Chicago last week. This is the agency that has twice shot people and released very little information about any of these events or incidents. You know, this is the agency that we see arresting elected officials who are simply asking if the agents have warrants. So I think, you know, when we think about this in terms of what's needed to address concerns about violent behavior in Chicago, you know, one of the things would be for the federal government officials to sure. change their behavior significantly.
Yeah. All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Ed Yonka with the ACLU of Illinois and John Seidel covering all this for the Chicago Sun-Times. Thank you both for being with us today here on the 21st Show.
Thanks, Brad.
Coming up after the break, we're going to pivot. We'll have a long conversation, live conversation, I should add, with Northern Illinois University's president, Lisa Freeman. This is the 21st Show. Please stay with us.